So I want to read these real quick. I got this at a bookstore. This is I got this at the store. The it's called The Dating Handbook. 2002 Things to Do on a Date, from fun, sometimes silly, romantic, to the unique. And it's good. It's a handbook for people who don't know how to date properly. You know, because you've been on dates before and you've forgotten to open your eyes and dress yourself and speak English, you know. And this is like a guide. It just gives you some suggestions for fun dates. And it's helpful. Like, right off the bat here, number four is pray together. That's a good fun date. Pray together. That's fun, you know, pick up your date and go to, like, a church and fucking really impress her, you know, pray really good, you know, like better than everybody else, like pray the shit out of that fucking prayer, you know, so she gets all like, whoa, who's this guy? He's a good prayer. Here's another good one, page 12, number 100, join a protest march. Also a good, I like that, it lets you know where you stand, you know, pick your date up, go to an abortion clinic, you know. Which side do you want? Because let's see who wins, you know? You're going over there? All right, I'll go over there. You filthy whore! And, all right, here's another one. With a telescope, some munchies, and a warm blanket, watch for Halley's Comet. Yeah. I like that because there's no time limit, you know? Just sit there and grow old together. That hill. Here's another one. 203. Tell your best UFO story, and then, in parentheses, make one up if you must. So, yeah, like if you're one of those very few unlucky people who haven't been abducted by aliens, then this instance, a little white lie is okay. You know? And here's my favorite. Number 198, my absolute favorite. Tune in MTV and join in with the kazoo. Now, all right, now think about this. Seriously, think about this. I mean, okay, really picture yourself. You pick this girl up, you know, for the purposes of this demonstration, guy and girl. All right, so you pick this girl up and you go over to her house and she goes, okay, I hope you don't mind doing something crazy tonight. Nah, that's cool. I'm into whatever. That's cool. Okay, this is like really wild. All right, cool. Yeah, it sounds fun. All right, close your eyes. Okay. All right, hold out your hand. All right. Okay, now open them. It's a kazoo. Do you want me to stick the... Well, I don't... What? I don't understand what I'm supposed to... That, you just sit right there, Buster Brown, because, okay, we're going to do something fun and nuts and crazy. All right, there's MTV. Now join in. I mean, that would be weird, but I guess it's good because if that happened, then you know immediately you'll never see that person again. So it's like open season to fuck with them, you know, and because you're clearly not getting laid. If anybody gives you a kazoo and toots around the house to MTV, they're not going to fuck you. You know what I mean?